Good morning to all of our listeners. Thank you for joining me this morning. My name is Terry Dutton, and I will be your host this week on our daily morning Bible program. Today I would like to talk about qualities that make for a good wife. So the question is, what qualities should a young man look for in the girl that he would marry? What qualities should the girl look for in the young man? What qualities should we, who are already married, be demonstrating in our own lives? The book of Ruth provides some answers to these questions. It tells of the marriage of two wonderful people, Ruth and Boaz. The following qualities can be seen in Ruth, making her an ideal wife for Boaz. So let's look at these qualities this morning. We're going to look at six different ones. Number one, she was loyal. The words, "Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God," were not originally the sentiment expressed by a bride to her husband, but were words of a loyal daughter-in-law, Ruth, to her mother-in-law, Naomi. But the loyalty expressed by Ruth in those beautiful words to her mother-in-law was the kind of loyalty that would later make her a wonderful wife to Boaz. Number two, she was hardworking. Having arrived in a strange land with her mother-in-law, Ruth recognized that some provision had to be made for them physically. So she went out gleaning for corn. She picked up whatever grain was dropped along the way by the reapers. It just happened that the field in which she gleaned was that of Boaz. Number three, she was unselfish. She not only gleaned for herself, she was also providing for her mother-in-law. Number four, she was God-fearing. Ruth had been brought up in the land of Moab and had been taught to serve the gods of the Moabites. Through her first husband and in-laws, however, she had learned of the one true God and had come to serve Him. The death of her husband had not affected her loyalty to God. Her true loyalty to God transcends death, life, parents, or whatever. This fear of God on the part of Ruth was particularly attractive to Boaz, who on his first meeting with her commended her, "The Lord repay your work, and a full reward will be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose right wings you shall have come for refuge." That's found in Ruth 2:12. Number five, she was grateful. This beautiful quality, so rare in our own society, shone unmistakably in the life of Ruth, as she, in response to the kindness of Boaz, fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" Ruth 2:10. And last, number six, she was more concerned for quality than for physical attractiveness in a husband. Indications are that Boaz was considerably older than Ruth, but Boaz was a near kinsman to Ruth's first husband, which, along with his moral and spiritual qualities, made him far more suitable than one who might be closer to her own age. Ruth's recognition of this and her desire to have Boaz as her husband again evoked a response of praise from the lips of Boaz. "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that which you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich." Ruth 3:10. We are quite sure that if there were more Ruths in the world, there would be far fewer divorces. What about it, girls? Are you seeking to be a Ruth? And boys, would a Ruth be attractive to you? Nothing is said of Ruth's physical appearance, but she was a beautiful woman, for she had beautiful character. The Bible teaches that such a woman is of great value. Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? Proverbs 18:22. He who finds such a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I'd like to invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ off New Cut Road at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet at 9:30 for Sunday morning Bible study and 10:20 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Also at 7 p.m. Wednesday night for Bible study. Thank you for joining me and have a blessed day.